Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
That's just one. I mean, they're on many, many sites, many of which are among the champion disinformation sites in this country.
Exactly. And you write in your piece that, you know, these sites do cover a spectrum of right-wing fantasies and passions, from election fraud to COVID denial, alleging Pelosi family depravity, Donald Trump reverence, climate change denial.
So it's sort of unclear how this feedback loop works, you know, and where exactly the lies first start.
I'm Danny Wissentowski. Online advertising is everywhere, and even the annoying ones with the clickbaity headlines or dramatic claims about cures your doctor will hate, those ads are likely the backbone of the way your favorite websites make money. You read their content, click their ads, and that click becomes cash. And not just for the website you're on, but for the companies which placed those ads, using algorithms to automatically spread them at vast scale across the internet. This past December, one of those companies, a St. Louis-based startup called LockerDome, was mentioned in an eye-opening investigation by Reuters, looking into the spread of election and pandemic conspiracies by a different St. Louis-based enterprise, a website called The Gateway Pundit. Now, connecting The Gateway Pundit and LockerDome were these online ads, and following those ads and the relationship between these two St. Louis companies, that has become the mission of St. Louis reporter Paul Wagman, whose own investigation was published earlier this month in St. Louis's Gateway Journalism Review. And Paul Wagman joins us today. Paul, so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you for having me, Danny.
Now, just first off, I want to make it very clear that the Gateway Journalism Review is not connected to the Gateway Pundit. Just
no.
let's get that out of the way.
Yes.
There are very different sorts of outlets, as I think will become clear in our conversation. Now, Paul, just to start off, you had been writing about the Gateway Pundit, this conspiracy website, for some time, but LockerDome came later on your radar. What drew you into this investigation to really find the connections between these two companies?
Well, it was really that report on by Reuters that in December of 21 that they identified four companies that were serving ads to the Gateway Pundit. Reuters wrote two stories. They were both very, very long stories. They were published in the Post-Dispatch. If you read to the bottom of one of those stories, which fortunately I did, you found that one of the four companies they were talking about was LockerDome, and that they, interestingly, they had called or reached out to all four companies for comment about the fact that they were working with this disinformation site. And they reported that the only one that had not gotten back to them was LockerDome, and that proved to be somewhat of an auger for what happened with my own efforts to reach them. They never did respond to my overtures.
Right. And part of the significance of the Gateway Pundit, you know, in the scope of what Reuters was looking at, was, you know, how is so much misinformation, particularly about the 2020 election? And if folks just recall the huge number of claims that were being put out there, the videos about boxes of ballots supposedly being taken out, you know, the officials who were supposedly in on this scam, the Gateway Pundit, you know, published, you know, I think he claimed, you said thousands of these pieces in 2020 and onward. And until September of 2021, when Google, which is its own ad company, cut that relationship and potentially stopped a flow of money to the Gateway Pundit that was measured in the millions of dollars, or more than $1 million in those months of just its election denial and the conspiracies. And during this time, of course, there were pandemic conspiracies as well. But I wanted to ask you, you know, you've been looking into this website and its creator, Jim Hoff, for a while. It's not just clickbait. It's not just your, a Drudge report or the kind of website that you might find news. What is it about the Gateway Pundit that really stands as unique and you know, notable to have a company serving ads to it?
Right. Well, there are several facets to the answer. First of all, the Gateway Pundit has been around for a long time. It was an early adopter, let's say, of this of the disinformation website genre. Jim Hoff started it in late 2004, so he's very well established, and you know his name is out there, or the Gateway Pundit's name is out there in the alt-right ecosphere. Second, he's good at what he does. He's a very hard worker. He's constantly posting new stories on the site, so there are new bones for people to chew on all the time. He has a certain knack for headline writing. Here's a headline from his site. Evidence mounts that BLM, of course, Black Lives Matter, works with demons. I mean, certainly that's going to be catnip to a lot of readers who want to read about Black Lives Matter being in league with the devil.
Absolutely.
So he has a certain, you know, flair. And then he's aggressive. He's bold. In his fabrications and hoaxes, I mean, he covers the waterfront with them. And, you know, he was very strong on the Seth Rich conspiracy. People may remember that one, contending that a Democratic operative was murdered for an alleged role in WikiLeaks, which was a complete fabrication.
Yeah, and really, I think, as you say, in the swirl of these conspiracy theories that I think, you know, have, you know, really influenced this country, you know, from, you know, is there a deep state? You know, is the FBI right. compromised? Is right. there a secret intelligence operative who's, you know, working on behalf of President Trump? Is Trump somehow planning? These are all stories that Jim Hoft really has amplified in not just a flippant way, but driving that conversation with his coverage and with his commenters.
He has been especially the champion, as you mentioned, of the election denial theory. And in fact, some of his allegations made it into the lawsuits that that challenged the election results. So it's sort of unclear how this feedback loop works, you know, and where exactly the lies first start. But in any case, you know, his material was getting used in lawsuits filed in federal court.
Right. Now, we're talking with reporter Paul Wagman, whose investigation in the Gateway Journalism Review really tied this website we're talking about, the Gateway Pundit, with this other St. Louis tech startup called LockerDome, and it recently changed its name earlier this year to Decide Technologies. So you saw that connection. Reuters called out LockerDome saying, you know, this is one of the few companies that are serving this, you know, this hub of misinformation and, you know, really, you know, conspiracies and lies. They're the ones who are making this, helping them be a profitable, you know, website. And you then followed that thread to try to figure out, you know, what is LockerDome doing and what are the rest of its clients look like? And what did you find?
Well, to my astonishment, really, I found that LockerDome was not only working with the Gateway Pundit, but with dozens and dozens of other alt-right sites. Here I want to give a little credit to another St. Louis reporter named Jonathan Allen, who publishes a website called Entrepreneurial Quarterly. And Jonathan helped me with the research. And he actually counted more than 110 alt-right sites where he personally saw with his own eyeballs ads from LockerDome, or now called Decide. And that's when he just stopped counting. I myself saw them on, I stopped counting too, but on dozens of these alt-right sites. And let me say that these alt-right sites are, some of them are obscure, some of them are not. One of them is called Rumble.com. They are they host Steve Bannon's War Room. And Steve Bannon has also hosted Alex Jones. So, you know, Decide here is linked to Bannon and Jones. But that's just one. I mean, they're on many, many sites, many of which are among the champion disinformation sites In this country.
Exactly. And you write in your piece that, you know, these sites do cover a spectrum of right-wing yes. fantasies and passions, from election fraud to COVID denial, alleging Pelosi family depravity, Donald Trump reverence, climate change denial. And so it is this scrum of information, but that the Gateway Pundit has been able – they are not like the rest of them. They are not just reposting. They have original content, as you say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you found this list of 100 clients, you, of course, tried to reach out to Locker Dome.
Right.
You tried to, you know, try to get some confirmation. And, you know, you describe this attempt in your investigation for the Gateway Journalism Review. What did you find? Did you ever hear back from them?
Not a word. Not a word from any of them. And I'd like to add that, you know, it's not really particularly, I have to say, surprising that a business that is doing something that obviously is going to be criticized by a news outlet, it's not surprising really that they would just blow that reporter off. But I also spoke to a man who was the subject of a critical report by the Gateway Pundit. And within a day, this man had received a threatening phone call on his personal cell phone, a call he interpreted as a threat to his security. And he received harassment on his Facebook account and elsewhere online. This guy knew right away that whoever was doing this had was inspired by what he had read on the Gateway Pundit, because the language used in the threat was identical to the language used by the pundit. So this fellow is very computer savvy. He did some research, and he quickly found what Reuters found and what I found and Jonathan Allen, and that was that Locker Dome was serving ads to the Gateway Pundit. Now, this really amazed him, because he knows some of the people at Locker Dome. This is a St. Louisan, and he, in fact, had a personal relationship with the CEO of Locker Dome and with its CFO, indirectly with the mm-hmm. CFO. In any case, he wrote to the CEO, and he said, do you know that your company is doing business with the Gateway Pundit? Well, they are, and if you would, regardless whether you know or not, please stop. I'm getting threatening phone calls, and this is because of the Gateway Pundit. He got no response. And he ended up reaching out four times to the CEO and the CFO. No response to any of his entreaties.
We're talking with reporter Paul Wagman about the shady world of online disinformation and how a celebrated St. Louis startup is monetizing sites that are spreading lies about the election and the pandemic. Paul's recent investigation for the Gateway Journalism Review is out now. Paul, I wanted to ask, we also tried to reach out to Locker Dome, which is now called Decide Technologies, and we heard nothing back. You've heard nothing back. Reuters have heard nothing back. But from the evidence that we do have that is available on some of these websites, Decide publishes a list of its approved, its sort of selling list of, the websites that its ads appear on. The Gateway Pundit has its own kind of internal website file that lists all these things. The Gateway Pundit site does list Locker Dome. We don't know if Locker Dome is giving them ads anymore. Decide Technologies lists, as you say, dozens, if not more than 100 of these, far-right, alt-right websites that are sharing a lot of these same things. But what do we know about the extent of Locker Dome, Decide Technologies' business, in this area? And without them answering us, can we ever find out?
Well, let me just try to put it in perspective. Decide does list many of the websites with which it does business on this on this list that can be found on the internet. Excuse me. Many of the sites are not disinformation sites. Many of the sites are sites that relate to finances or to health, and some are legitimate news sites. The However, there is a substantial number that are these alt-right sites. So in this list, Decide is acknowledging that it's doing business with those alt-right sites. I found many alt-right sites that weren't acknowledged by Lockerdome or Decide. So the list is sort of it's a partial guide to their business. I would say that it's sort of impossible to know at this point what percentage of their business is alt-right. I would add that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's 75% or 5%. 5% is, in my view, and I'm sure in the view of many people, too much. If you go to work every day and do your job the way you're supposed to, 4 days a week, let's say, and on the fifth day you rob a bank, the fact that you spent only 20% of your time in crime, it does not get you off the hook.
It's all about perspective, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, one thing that is really stunning here is that, you know, I think, as I mentioned, in September of 2021, Google severed its ad relationship to the Gateway Pundit, citing the publication of demonstrably false election stories. And it was after Google left that it seems that Lockerdome was among a few other of these ad companies that came in to try to, you know, give the business that Google had just vacated. And that this is profitable, that this there is business to be made here with, yeah, a website that traffics in thousands of false stories. Is this just the market at work?
Well, first of all, let me correct one thing, Danny. I think that Lockerdome, I have evidence that Lockerdome was involved with the Gateway Pundit at least after 2017 or beginning in 2017. Uh-huh. So Google's departure was not filled by Lockerdome, but rather Lockerdome was already there and stayed for a while thereafter.
To the question that, you know, yeah, the fact that Lockerdome stayed, they were still making money. Gateway Pundit was still getting those page views.
Yes, absolutely. And regardless of what's happened with the Gateway Pundit, they're still on all these other sites. They're still on, you know, quite a rogues gallery of alt-right sites today.
Mm-hmm. And their page views are still, you know, upward of a million. I just checked them today. They are still a very heavily trafficked website, and their stories are still fairly the same. They are about the deep state at work that's keeping Trump from being president, that's, you know, stopping the supposed truth about vaccines from getting out, which is, of course, in their view, that vaccines are not working, which is, of course, incorrect. But at a certain point, you know, people are clicking on this website. They want to read the Gateway Pundit and what it's writing. Is there, you know, is business just business at a certain point? And can Lockerdome just say, you know, someone would be serving these ads if not for us? You know, why shouldn't we be, you know, making some money off this?
Very good question. The part of the answer is this. Yes, if Lockerdome were to close its doors tomorrow, somebody else would serve those ads. Absolutely. So the solution isn't to close down Lockerdome. The solution isn't the solution has to be deeper than that. It's this some way has to be found to regulate the ad tech industry and to try to intervene in an industry that is entirely based on deception. I mean, let me just make this point. The ads that Lockerdome places on these sites and that some of these other ad firms are placing on these disinformation sites, they are themselves disinformation. This entire industry is based on quackery. It's disinformation about politics and culture, and it's disinformation about how to cure your erectile dysfunction and your sciatica. It's lose 45 pounds in your sleep by taking this pill. I mean, it's all nonsense. So the profound intervention that would be needed would be something to interrupt that chain of deception. Perhaps it's regulating advertisements better.
Yeah. Following the chain of deception, Paul Wagman is a St. Louis-based journalist. His latest piece is titled, St. Louis Startup That Funds News Sites is Financing and Profiting from the Alt-Right. You can find it online at stlonair.show or at Gateway Journalism Review. Paul, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our production intern is Avery Rogers. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Our podcast proudly supports St. Louis artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.